It's the Between the Lines postgame report here at TCF Bank Stadium following a big-time Vikings victory over division rival Chicago. 38-17 is the score, and our man Paul Allen, your voice got to be sore, all those highlights you called today.
Let's start this one with the patented Between the Lines high five.
Yes.
Why? A high five for Teddy Bridgewater. Four passing touchdowns, one rushing touchdown, by far the best game of his career from a scoring standpoint. But I think what's super positive about Teddy is I thought the game against Arizona was the best game of his career with the way he handled a ton of stuff, forget the strip sack at the end of the game. So now if you look at the way Teddy's trending with a couple of games to go in the season and the way this offense is trending, starting to look pretty good.
It is, and you can still hear fans as they're leaving the stadium right now chanting Teddy's name.
That's
and the
awesome.
Teddy chant was going on all game long because the Vikings offense basically was just doing its thing all game long. I can't wait to go back and look at the game chart to see how many long scoring drives we had. It seemed like the yards per play was very high and the passing game got going.
Well, the first possession of the game, I think, went like 13 plays, 93 yards. After the Bears got backed up, they punted. The Vikings begin at their 7, and they chew up 6 minutes and change of the first quarter. I think on that possession, they ran 7 times and passed 6 times. So it was a very balanced offense today, had some explosive plays. I don't think the Chicago Bears, problem for the Chicago Bears is they're going to have to deal with Stephon Diggs for many years. I don't think they ever want to see that rookie again. He has 3 touchdowns against the Bears this year, scored 1 at Soldier Field, had 2 today. His first touchdown today was his first touchdown since week 8. Against the Bears, so Stephon continues to kill that team.
Lots of great things happening. Now the Vikings down Linval, Joseph, Anthony Barr, and Harrison Smith, but guys just step in and made plays. Justin Tratow had an interception, the second of his career. Danielle Hunter, another sack for the Vikings defense. Role players and rookies, huge in this game. Also, Brian Robinson, the sequence of events to start the second half, Paul, where the Bears recovered that onside kick, like almost right here where we're standing.
Yep.
Moments later, though, B-Rob strip sack Vikings ball.
Yeah, they sacked Jay Cutler 5 times. Now, for Danielle Hunter, he leads all NFL rookies in sacks this year. He came into the game 1 behind Bears nose tackle Eddie Goldman, who was a second or third round pick from Florida State, and Danielle Hunter outsacked him today. So how about that for a 21-year-old third-round pick from LSU, who it took a while to cultivate the run defense. You had to wait for him a little bit. But Danielle Hunter's having a fantastic season, and it was a great win for the Vikings today.
Paul, as we speak right now, games are going on that impact our playoff chances. The Vikings can clinch today because they won, because Tampa Bay lost earlier in the week. If a couple of games go the right way, the Vikings can clinch today. But let's set that aside, because to win the division, the Vikings have to win out. They did the first of that 3-step process today by beating the Bears. Next is the Giants, and then a game at Lambeau Field. But the Giants and beating the Giants here, your thoughts, primetime game.
Yeah, it's a 7:25 game next Sunday night. I have not been, as we've said here and I've said on my radio show at FM 100.3 The Fan, I'm not a big fan of the NFC East, and I think the Vikings can beat any team from the NFC East no matter where they play. So I expect the Vikings to win next Sunday night, and if that's the case, then January 3rd at Lambeau Field will be for the Vikings' first division title since 2009. Not to put the proverbial cart ahead of the cliched horse, but it very well could work out that way. If it does, let's play.
Nice jacket.
Thank you.
I mean, I haven't seen you pull that out. Is that a first time this year?
Trying to make the playoffs, man.
Okay. The Vikings are trying to make the playoffs. They are 9-5. 2 games to go. The next one is right here against the New York Giants. Stay tuned to Vikings.com today. Catch all of our coverage, post-game coverage, and a bunch of pre-game coverage content for the Giants game coming up. And also check out Paul's show, 9 to noon at KFAN. If you can't catch it live, you can always podcast it as well. That's the Between the Lines post-game report for Paul Allen. Mike Wobschall, see you next time.